It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. As of this moment, Twitter is still operational, if a little buggy here and there. But users of the social media platform are worried that won't last long. Hundreds of Twitter employees have reportedly left the San Francisco-based company in the last 2 days, taking up Elon Musk's offer to leave with 3-month severance if they don't want to adopt what he's calling his, quote, extremely hardcore vision of the future. I spoke about this today with Rachel Miro, senior editor of KQED's Silicon Valley Desk.
We're getting a rare opportunity to see something that happens periodically, albeit a lot less dramatically, behind closed doors at other companies when they rush mass layoffs out of fear or greed. Whoops, now we know why we initially hired all those people in that department. And so I think in the case of Twitter, why in the world would advertisers want to finance the company's desperate effort to regain basic functionality, if it can regain basic functionality? On the other hand, advertisers might choose to stick around if they see that the rest of us are logging onto Twitter just to watch it burn.
You know, Rachel, you recently published a story on the concerns some researchers have about a rise in hate speech. What are they saying about what's happened on Twitter's trust and safety team?
Well, hate speech researchers, above all people, recognize that content moderation was problematic, which is to say, inadequate and reactive before Elon Musk came on the scene. Now, Musk has tweeted he wants to make sure hate speech isn't algorithmically promoted but not taken down. But there appears to be literally nobody to contact should a flurry of hate speech seem to predict a coming storm of real-world violence against vulnerable communities. You know, another thing to consider is that advertisers hate to discover their ads are next to heinous tweets. If a platform is ignoring calls to violence, that's just morally wrong and possibly illegal, at least in Europe, if not here.
Last night, more than 15,000 people logged on to a Twitter audio group chat to remember things they've loved about the platform, from puppy pictures to networking and building sub-communities. Writer and editor Liz Corquet-Losonnier told the chat that in the days after the murder of George Floyd, Twitter allowed her to keep in touch with racial justice campaigns around the world, as well as what was happening in her own neighborhood.
When Los Angeles was having like a, you know, full-on tactical alert, and I'm like frantically calling my child to be like, get home because I don't want the LAPD to kill you out on the street. And I'm scrolling through Twitter to try to figure out where the LAPD is mobilizing and how close they are to where I can see his cell phone is.
San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener told KQED today that he's concerned the instability at Twitter could hurt public and political discourse.
What Elon Musk is doing is simply incomprehensible. He buys this company for $44 billion, and he seems to be tearing it apart and clearly trying to align Twitter with the MAGA right-wing world. It's really just bizarre. And what we can do is to make sure he follows the law.
Whether Twitter survives or not in the short term, its users will have to do without one of its most popular Bay Area-based accounts. The user known only as Darth, whose avatar is a red panda, tweeted a few minutes ago to say they were going into hibernation, a status they enter every year about this time. Will they return in the spring as usual? Darth tweeted, quote, stay safe and be good, and then one day, you just never know. I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.